Yeah, very good win for the lads. They went up and they done exactly what they had to do in difficult conditions. And Gary had the lads really up for the game yesterday. And in fairness, they prepared well. Went out in the first half. They knew just to get a win on the road to put us into the quarter final was the most important thing. And what they did was they went out, played against the wind in the first half. It wasn't, say, great football to watch because the conditions were horrendous, as you can expect. And then the second half, they really, drove it home and went out and got 3 goals in the second half at critical times in the game. So, come away 3-0, it looks like a comfortable scoreline, but it was a tough game. And the most important thing is now we're in the quarter final.
Obviously, that first goal was always going to be crucial with the game and the balance there at half time. And when you got that, you really felt that North End would really just kick on in that game.
Yeah, Paul got the penalty, took it well. He's lethal from the 12-yard spot, which is great. It's always an asset if we get a penalty. We like to tick a box like it's nearly always guaranteed a goal with Paul. So took it really well, coolly put it by the keeper, especially as they had really pushed hard yesterday. Second goal was a screamer from Shane Dempsey. Little bit of wind assisted, but it was a great goal. And then the third one, Kyle Dempsey done really well to rob the ball in the corner, take it in and put it past the keeper. It's always a good sign that like your penalty taker is key, especially in crucial games, because the way we play football, we play a lot in the box of the opponent, so the likelihood is you're going to get penalties at times. The same as in the FAI Junior Cup final, he took a really important penalty that set us on the way that day. But he doesn't need to be scoring goals from the penalty spot. He can score them either way. But yeah, no, that was a great start, and then that gave the team a little bit of belief as well. Because away from home, at this stage of any competition, is always difficult.
And these kind of competitions, they really mean a whole lot to North End United. This one, the FAI Junior Cup, as you mentioned there, winning that one a couple of years ago as well. So these national competitions and provincial competitions, they mean a whole lot to North End.
Yeah, over the last number of years, we've been always building to challenge at this level. And challenge on a consistent basis. As I said to you, the club we've been beating in 4 semi-finals of this particular competition. This is the one that's eluded us. So we, it's one that this year we would like to focus on. But it's really difficult. There's a lot of good sides left in it. But we're in the hat now, and I suppose for us that's the most important thing. Like Gary, he was emphasising to the lads as well yesterday, especially at half time, how important this game was. And hopefully we can get a home draw now. Fingers crossed.
Do we know when the draw is going to be?
The draw will be next Tuesday evening.
Right, and is there any of the teams that you're looking at thinking we can definitely take those?
No, look, to be honest, it's cup football now. All the teams in it will all be in there with a shout. There's some good sides left in it. Evergreen, New York, Usher, Celtic. You have Kilmore, Celtic from Dublin. I could rattle them off. There's a lot of good sides there. Cortown are still there. Goy Rangers will hopefully be there as well. So, we could actually have 3 extra teams there.
And that would be absolutely brilliant, of course. And all those other teams, they'll be looking in North End thinking, Jesus, I hope we don't get those.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody at this stage, just be happy to be there. The home draws would mean a lot. I know that from our own particular cases that, we've never really been lucky to get the home draws from the quarter-final, semi-final stages. But if we do, I think that would be a big boost for us because we'd get a big crowd in Belvedere.
Certainly will. And, of course, just looking at the league form as well, you guys sitting on top of the league there with those crucial 2-game advantage there over Shamrock Rovers, and it's been a good league campaign so far.
Yeah, no, it's very good. Nice and steady. I suppose the only blip was the FAI Junior Cup this year when we went out away to New York and Carlow. We probably left that game behind us that day. But if you look at it, Gory are unbeaten as well. So I'd say at the moment the league title looks like it's going to go either between any of those 3 sides. But there's a lot of football to be played still.
The level of quality is really coming up in the Wexford Football League as well. I mean, there was always this sort of saying that there'd be the top 4 teams and the other teams will have a sort of a table of their own. But, you look at the 4th position there, Cortown Hibs, Forth Celtic, Rosslare, even defending champions Moyne, they're all battling for that 4th spot, and it's really just an up in quality this year.
Oh yeah, no, the Wexford Premier has always been good. I've always been an advocate, and I've always been talking the Wexford League up, and a lot of people sort of sometimes would throw their eyebrows up. But if you think about it, we won the Oscar Traynor Trophy in 2010, and we've been beaten in a couple of semi-finals since that, so we're up there with the top leagues in Ireland. I just think clubs need to believe in themselves a bit more. And I think they're starting to do that now, and they're starting to put the same setups in that we tried to do a couple of years ago. So the Wexford League is great this year, and it's great advertisement for junior soccer as well. So yeah, no, it's going very well.
And for North End as a club, I mean, your second team top of Division 1 as well, so 2020 is really looking up.
Yeah, it's good at the moment, but we won't be getting carried away. You know, as I said before many a time, you don't win any trophies in you know, in January or February. It's how we do over the next few weeks, and there's a lot of football to be played. Like, we'll be back to end of March now, probably three games a week, and that's when it really, you know, that's when it really kicks in. When you're playing three games a week, you need to rotate your squad. You need to make sure you have players available because of work commitments and stuff. So when we get into the March area, if we're still up there near the top, it'll be a good sign.
And is there any of those games that you're really targeting to say, you know, if we win this one, we'll really be ahead?
No, never, because each game is 3 points. You'll play teams now who are fighting to stay up will probably be the more difficult ones. You'll know the games with Des Moines, the Rovers and the Gorey are all big games. But don't forget, you can win those and you could lose the league then by, you know, coming up unstuck against a team that's down near the bottom who are fighting to stay up, because, you know, they have a lot to play for as well. So, no, we just take each game as it comes.